listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Madison, Wisconsin, at State's High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley. Happy to bring you this Division II state championship game between the number one seeded Park Panthers, 27-2 overall, out of the Southeast Conference versus the number two seeded Wauwatosa Trojans, 23-6 overall, out of the Greater Metro Conference. The Panthers advanced by defeating Cedarburg 65-63 in their state semifinal game, while Wauwatosa West defeated Wausau East 75-63. The Panthers are led in scoring by Jackson Moss, 21 points per game, Isaiah Robinson, 15 points per game, and Zari Gwynn, 14 points per game. The Trojans are led in scoring by Matthew Klosky and Jalen Brown, 22 points per game, and Jake Hansen, 19 points per game. So my keys to the game then, first of all, for the Panthers, they got to continue to spread the ball around. On offense, they must try and slow down their three big scorers, and they must be more consistent at the free throw line. My keys to the game for the Trojans, Klosky and Brown must start strong for the Trojans. They must dictate the pace of the game and must handle the constant pressure of the Panthers. So with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley, who's very excited as I am to bring you this state title game. It's been a few years since we called one of these.
Yeah, Dick, this is my first basketball championship game that I've ever been able to be a part of. Very special moment for me. Glad to be alongside you here from Madison, Wisconsin at the beautiful Cole Center, where a team that I've seen plenty of and even coached against on the girls' side, Wauwatosa West, takes on Racine Park, a team that we've seen many, many times this year, including yesterday in that incredible finish, 65-63. Bit of luck on the side of Park, if you will, but nonetheless, incredible feat to get here, and they put on a great showing in sectionals, taking care of Waterford with ease in that sectional final. Looking forward to this one a lot. Again, great basketball, and there's nothing better than a state championship.
And three champions have been crowned in Division V. Cochrane Fountain City is your champion. In Division IV, it's Aquinas. And in a game we got up here to, because we wanted to see it, Milwaukee Academy of Science eked out a win over Freedom, the number one seed, in Division III. So two more gold basketballs to give out tonight. First starting in Division II between Racine Park and Wauwatosa West. And then you'll have the final ball that'll be given out in Division I between Wisconsin Lutheran and Wanakee. So a lot of exciting basketball still to come here at the Cole Center. So I'll step away for 60 seconds and we'll hear from our sponsors and patrons who make this broadcast able for us to bring this broadcast to you. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
All right, thanks, Dylan. So once again tonight, we'll repeat it one last time, since this is our last game, Dylan, of the year. You do know that, don't you?
Whoa, that came up quick. Jokes aside, it's been an incredible year. We covered a lot of great matchups, and ending here in Madison, Wisconsin for a state championship. As broadcasters, we can't ask for too much more.
All right, so starting with that first team of the 16th annual DG Sports all-broadcast team, a junior from Waterford, it's Caden Gufsason. He's a repeat member of the DG Sports all-broadcast team.
Caden, again, Conference Player of the Year for the Southern Lakes. A very impressive, fun-to-watch player.
Our second member of the first team, and by the way, all the members on the first team are repeat members, is Lamont Hamilton, the junior from St. Catharines.
Yeah, Lamont Duty Hamilton, a player like none other, if you will, for the St. Catharines Angels. Good on defense, good on offense.
That third member, a senior from Park, he'll be on this floor shortly, Jackson Moss.
Jackson, a great player, can come to play against any team, any style. Just impressive stuff from him this year.
The fourth member of that first team, a junior from Racine Lutheran, Sam Pitroff.
Yeah, Sam's a multifaceted tool, if you will, for a guard, and he... just impressive off the ball.
And the final member of the first team, a senior from Park, who will be on the floor with Jackson, Isaiah Robinson.
Yeah, Isaiah Robinson, the defensive specialist, setting a state record with 7 steals in that semifinal match last night. Just phenomenal talent again.
All right, let's start now with the second team. A senior from Waterford and a repeat member from last year, Jamison Beasley.
Yeah, Jamison, great athlete, and took first team in their conference awards this year.
The second member of that second team, a senior from Case, Anthony Bull, a repeat member.
3-point shooting specialist, was a big piece for success for that Case offense this year.
The third member of the second team, a Case junior, Michael Farr.
Some will argue he's better at football than he is at basketball, but again, a great talent and somebody that they relied on heavily to be successful this year.
The fourth member of the second team and the third player that we'll see playing here shortly, a sophomore from Park, Zari Gwynn.
Zari, he's another guard that is really good off the dribble, can make some fantastic plays, and had arguably the dunk of the year for the entire state early on this year.
And the final member of the second team, a junior from Union Grove, Griffin Schultz.
Union Grove struggled at times, but Griffin was a piece that kind of kept the glue together all year long, and was a key tool when they came to that 8-game win streak they went on.
All right, starting with the third team, a sophomore from Racine Lutheran, Bryce Austin.
sophomore, very impressive player. He's young, he's very talented, and he'll be a big piece for them going forward.
A senior from the Prairie School and a repeat member, Carson Eag.
Yeah, Carson put out a great performance here at State. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to get them to the championship game, but he was a big piece that held the team together this year with losing that big piece prior to the season.
All right, the third member of the third team, a sophomore from Catholic Central, and we haven't had a member from Catholic Central for a few years. It's Sam Fate.
Yeah, Sam, he's a great player, put up a school record in points this year. One of those talents that you look at and say, wow, he definitely deserves to be on our all-broadcast team.
All right, the fourth member of the third team, he's a junior from Burlington, Grant Sulik.
Yeah, Grant, Burlington graduated 9 seniors last year, maybe 8, something like that. But he was a big piece that held them together this year. They struggled at times, but they relied on Grant to get things done.
And the final member of our 15-member DG Sports All-Broadcast team, it's a junior from Racine St. Catharines, A.C. Ward.
Yeah, A.C. Ward, a pivotal piece on the inside for St. Catharines. They didn't have much of a paint presence besides him, and so they relied on him throughout the year, including that big win at home against Racine Lutheran.
All right, so the 16th annual DG Sports All-Broadcast team has been announced several times on these broadcasts through tournament play. This will now be posted on Facebook sometime early next week. So again, congratulations to these 15 members and to all of the players that we covered this year. So now we'll hear a couple public announcements from the WIAA.
Thanks, Dick. Rural Mutual Insurance, proud headline partner with the WIAA. When you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is a proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started back in 1965. From football to volleyball, soccer to tennis, this award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Milk has been a building champions for centuries. Why, you may ask? Research shows that real milk builds pre-game muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores post-game muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro athletes, including Giannis, know that they're going to need milk for their fuel performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com. That message was brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the WIAA.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Let's take a minute here to dissect the Wauwatosa West Trojans a little bit here. And my concern with that team is the three players that I mentioned that are averaging legitimately in double figures, not just barely.
Yeah, Wauwatosa West, they have a lot of depth on that team. Their top three all average over double digits. And they're a really good team. Racine Park's definitely going to have their hands full. But again, they put on a nice showcase of defense against that physical Cedarburg team. So we'll see what they could do here tonight against Tosa West.
And again, the two of them, Klosky, and Jalen Brown, averaging over 20 a game. So, as you said, Dylan, we're going to see how good that defense is of the Park Panthers early on tonight. And again, we're about 2 minutes away from the teams coming onto the floor to start their warm-up. But a good crowd settling in here as Dylan had said, this first and second tiers will probably be packed before this game starts.
The Marshfield student section is already almost half full, and they don't even play for another two more hours.
Great.
So this is the cool part about playing at State is people aren't here just to see your game. They come early. They want to see all the games within a session. The early session today had divisions 5, 4, and 3. They cleared out the entire place of people and then had divisions 2 and 1 here, including that Wisconsin Lutheran, very strong team, trying to defend, in a sense, their Division II title while moving up to Division I. If they're able to accomplish that, they'll be the first team in state history to win a lower division and move up a division and win that one in the next year if they're able to accomplish that today. So that'd be an incredible feat and continue on this record-setting weekend that we've already seen so far, Dick.
And we should probably mention, if some of the listeners are listening in already, that actually another coach did it the opposite way. Coach Robert Letch from Racine St. Catharines. He won a Division II, and then they were dropped down to Division III and won it that way. So he won two, then dropped down to D3 and won two more there. So he actually won three in a row also.
Yeah, very impressive for Coach Letch and those St. Catharines Angels. Phenomenal.
And again, spoiled there for about a six-year run where they won five state titles and a silver. Then they took a little bit of a break, and then Nick Bennett came in, and he got another one for the St. Catharines Angels. But as both you and I know, Dylan, it's very tough to get here. You don't win just a few games. You got to win, more than likely, you got to win four, if not five, to get to the Cole Center.
Yeah, and even more so now than it was earlier. Things are even harder. Film is easier. All that kind of layers to it. So it becomes even more of a challenge these days, too.
So the horn has sounded, and both teams have come onto the floor to start their warm-ups. The home team tonight will be the Trojans of Wauwatosa West. They'll be in the white uniforms with the green trim. The Panthers will be dressed in their away blue uniforms with the orange trim. And again, how it's decided who's home, who's away, is by the letter in the alphabet, and this is the alternate gear. So W comes after P, so the Wauwatosa West Trojans are the home team for this game. The Panthers are the away team. So both coaches are at the scorer's table putting in their lineups, and once we have the Trojans lineup, we'll give you the starters for both teams, as Dylan and I pretty much, because we have covered the Park Panthers so much this year, several times, I think we know they're starting five in our sleep.
Yeah, the only change would be barring some sort of crazy injury, but watching the game yesterday, they looked to get through it unscathed.
And they did. We had one moment there where we held our breath when Jackson Moss went down, but within a few seconds, he got back up. So they should be at full strength tonight for this Division II state championship game. All right, we're going to step away for another 60 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
All right, thanks, Dylan. And again, just waiting for the starters to be put up on the board, and then we will give them to you. As we mentioned, three state champions have been crowned. That was the afternoon session. Now tonight, two more to be crowned, one between the Wauwatosa West Trojans and Park Panthers in Division II. And then you'll have Wanakee going against Wisconsin Lutheran in Division I. And again, Dylan, it's kind of sparse right now. There's a lot of people in the Kohl Center, but they're actually pretty spread out. They're not all packed in together.
Yeah, so the only bad thing about being at a big venue like this is there's assigned seating, so everybody's spread out, where if you're at a high school gym, it's shoulder to shoulder until you can't fit anymore. So here they spread out, fill out their assigned seats, and based on how people are kind of spread out now, it's going to be a pretty full, by at least halftime of this one, it should be close to full.
Okay, and Mark Miller, who puts the Wisconsin basketball yearbook together, Dylan, you and I both saw it, so we'll give it to our listeners. He tweeted out that Racine Park is 27 students shy of 1,200 and reaching the threshold of being in Division I. Cedarburg is at 1,087 students and is 13 short of being in D1. At some point, the WIA might need to lower the Division I from 1,200 students to 1,100 students or even 1,000 students, as each year we have fewer schools over 1,200, which is the criteria to be a Division I school.
It's interesting that Mark says that, but then he also is saying that they should expand Division I, so it's a little interesting. You get two takes within the same message, I guess, but it is a good point. Some schools are continuing to grow while a lot of them are shrinking, so it is interesting how it all works, but that's I'm just glad we don't have to make those decisions, Dick.
Yeah.
But that's why they get paid what they get paid up in Stevens Point, to make the decisions for the association and all of their partner members across the state of Wisconsin. Doesn't matter if you have 20 or 5,000, you're all represented if you're part of the association.
And again, though, we see a lot of the good things that happen up here for the state tournament with the five divisions. I have gone on record and said that I'm not a proponent of five divisions, but I'm okay with the five if they would expand the division one to eight. Then I'm okay with keeping five divisions. But I guess if they did that, they couldn't accommodate how they play the tournament now. They'd have to add extra sessions, and they probably couldn't do it in 3 days.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides to expanding is how do you fit it all in the same amount of time? I mean, they're already pushing it the way they are now. They're back-to-back with the NCAA tournament. This year, even hosting games in Milwaukee, which could impact people coming to this because, you know, NCAA, that's once in a lifetime potentially for some people. So going to that over a state tournament that happens year after year could lead to lower attendance numbers for sure.
All right, now we can give you the starters for both teams, starting with the visiting Park Panthers. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Zari Gwynn. Starting at guard, 6' senior Isaiah Robinson. Starting at forward, 6'4" senior Cam Betker. Starting at guard, 6' sophomore Cole Betker. And starting at forward, 6'7" senior Jackson Moss. Your head coach, Casey Robbins. Now your starters for the Wauwatosa West Trojans. Starting at guard, 5'9" junior DJ Hennings. Starting at guard, 6'1" senior Jake Hansen. Starting at forward, 6'5" junior Matthew Klosky. Starting at guard, 6'2" junior Messiah Chambers. And starting at guard, 6'4" sophomore Jalen Brown. Your head coach, Christopher Neubauer. So those are your starters for both teams. Still have about 5 minutes to go till we get this one underway here. And not really a size advantage for either team, Dylan.
No, both of them are probably average of 6 foot, nothing too crazy. Like we talked about earlier, Dick, this is going to be a run-and-gun game for both teams. It'll just be who could come up with the most defensive stops before that 36 minutes of game time comes to a conclusion.
And again, you're listening to this basketball game on DG Sports and also on WRJN Racine. So both teams getting in a lot of shooting as I'm watching the Trojans. And Dylan's going to mention who our officials are for tonight's ball game.
The officials for tonight, Kenneth Syrakis, Adrian Montgomery, Keith Vessel Sr. So I recognize two of the names on the list that we have seen this year. The nice thing about having two teams that are based out of Southeast Wisconsin, you can have refs that work in that area and not have quote-unquote bias, if you will.
Well, I think what you're saying is they come out of the Milwaukee area, I would believe, the three of them, because two of them look very familiar to me also. So I'm guessing they're out of the Milwaukee area. We'll see when they are announced where they're from, but I would say the Milwaukee area. So got about 3 minutes to go. So let's take one more break. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
All right, thanks, Dylan. So we'll keep it here now. We got a little under 2 minutes to go. Again, the Park Panthers, as I mentioned, they will be the away team tonight. They'll be dressed in their blue uniforms with the orange trim. The Trojans will be your home team tonight, dressed in the white uniforms with the green trim. And again, the people of note for the Trojans will be Klosky and Brown. Those are the two main scorers for the Trojans, both averaging over 20 a game. And I saw in the box score yesterday that between those two and one other individual, they had all but 7 or 10 points for their team's total.
As something to note too, Jalen Brown, he was the player who started his career at West Dallas Central and came over to Wauwatosa West, so something to note there as well.
Yes, and it's okay what he did, because he's only a sophomore, so he made the move after his freshman year, which is allowed by WIAA rules. And as we await for the horn to sound, individuals are bringing out the American flag for our national anthem when we have it. They have a gigantic flag that they're going to spread out here, which is very classy. And we'll be turning it over to the PA announcer here real shortly. And then we'll have our national anthem. As the seconds tick off.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Quail Center for Championship Saturday night at the WIA State Boys Basketball Tournament. At this time, we please rise for the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by Eliana Rocha, a junior at Racine Park High School.
fact, that was our national anthem, performed by one of the park students. Now we'll have a little intro from the WIAA, and then we'll get the starters for both teams. No introductions of full teams tonight, just the starters. But we'll have that intro first coming up as all the lights are down, giving recognition to both teams.
I love this stage. It's a great big stage. It's a great atmosphere. And I love this Kelly.
Showing Wauwatosa first. Students here tonight from Park. Get the starters for both teams. The Panthers will be introduced first. Once the lights come up.
Here are the starting lineups for the Division II state championship game between the Racine Park Panthers and the Southeast Conference and our Wauwatosa West Trojans.
Starters for the Panthers will be Gwynn Robinson, Cam Becker, Cole Becker, and Jackson Moss. Head coach, Casey Robbins. Two starters for the Wauwatosa West Trojans, Hennings, Hansen, Klosky, Chambers, and Brown. Head coach, Christopher Neubauer. Officials from the Milwaukee area. So it'll be Moss jumping for the Park Panthers. And it'll be Klosky for Wauwatosa West. There's the tip, and it's controlled by the Trojans. And they come across the timeline. Pass goes over to Chambers. Inside, shot is overlaid by Jaylen Brown, and look for him to have a lot of touches tonight with the basketball. Now the Panthers on offense. Isaiah Robinson dumps it in the corner to Boettcher. Then they go back outside to Moss. Three-pointer by Jackson Moss to get us started. 3-0 our score. Park Panthers with the first points. As Klosky brings it across, gives it up to Hansen. Then he goes back out on top to Brown. And then Brown kicks it back out to Hansen. Now on the drive, a little baby hook is no good. And that was by Hennings, and here comes Park the other way with it. Sari Gwynn brought it across, gave it to Robinson. He gave it up to Boettcher, then Moss slips with it. Then Boettcher tries to put up a shot, and it was rejected. And I think we're going to have our first foul of the game.
Jackson Moss. First personal, first team foul.
It's on Jackson Moss, so we'll keep an eye on that. Can't afford to lose him. His first team first. 16:49 to play in our first half. Just underway here. Jaylen Brown with the basketball. As I said, he's going to touch it a lot tonight. Zari Gwynn will be on him. Then it went over to Hansen. Now on the wing to Klosky. Klosky comes inside, and he traveled with it. And that's the mark of that good defense by the Park Panthers. So it'll be Gwynn inbounding to Robinson. They pick up him right away. They don't want him penetrating. As he comes in, puts it up and scores. But on the floor, they said, so wipe it off. As the Panthers will inbound, and they inbound to Boettcher. Then to Moss, he's going to put up another three. That's no good. And this one goes into the hands of Klosky. And then it goes out of bounds. It'll stay, though, with the Trojans. So Hennings to inbound. DJ Hennings inbounds to Brown. Brown now on a drive, spin move, has two guys on him, traveled, but they let it go. Now it's picked up, though, and goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Trojans. A lot of action there on the floor. 16:09 to go. Brown inbounds, gets it into Hansen. Hansen throws it across court to Hennings. And now they go on the wing to Hansen, and then it comes back out on top to Klosky. Now it's in the hands of Hansen again. He pulls up for a three that hits it. Hansen with the three-pointer, ties it up at three apiece. And here comes Robinson with the basketball. Throws it on the wing to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn goes out on top to Cole Boettcher. Then they go down low to Moss, and then back outside. The three-pointer is good. Three-pointer's good by Cam Boettcher to make it 6-3. Park with the lead. As Hansen brings it up for the Trojans, passes on that wing to Brown. Now a shot goes up. Moss comes up with it. And it should stay with the Park Panthers. Checking in for the first time tonight is 6-foot junior guard Roman Long for the Trojans, as the Panthers will inbound with that three-point lead, 6-3. So they put it into the hands of Robinson at the 15-minute mark of our first half. Robinson with the basketball, goes in the corner to Boettcher. Boettcher had the shot, gave it up. Robinson lost it. Boettcher picked it up. Now Moss inside with the floater. That's good. The floater by Jackson Moss makes it 8-3. Full court pressure now by the Panthers. And Jaylen Brown trying to get it across, does, to Klosky. Klosky comes inside, spin move, puts it up and scores. See if it counts.
Basket is good
by Klosky. That fouls on Cam Betker, his first, team second. Free throw up is good. Makes it 8-6. And we got our first timeout on the floor, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Listening to DG Sports State Championship Basketball.
So back to live action here. 8-6 is our score. Park with the lead. And they'll have the basketball as they'll inbound it. 14:29 to go. This ball game is your Division II state champion. Betker to inbound now. It'll be Cole Betker. The inbound is Ari Gwynn. And Gwynn gives it back to Robinson. And Robinson will bring it across the timeline. Trying to set up that offense. Gives it to Betker. Cam Betker now gives it up to Moss. Moss driving inside, turnaround shot is no good. Rebound. They get it down quickly. Shot up is good by Roman Long as they had him all alone at the basket and got that pass. Three-quarter court pass for the easy layup to tie it at 8. Robinson with the basketball now, driving inside, puts it up, no good. Put back is good by Jackson Moss. It took two tries by Moss, but he got it to go. And it's 10-8, Racine Park. Get it into Jaylen Brown. Brown gives it back to Roman Long. And Roman Long has it taken away by Robinson, putting it up and scoring. Isaiah Robinson with the first steal for tonight to make it 12-8, Racine Park. Now on the ground. We're going to get Zari Gwynn, I believe, for the foul. Could be some moisture on the floor, too. But Gwynn with the foul. That's his first, team third. So three fouls already on the Park Panthers. 12-8 is our score. So the inbound to Jaylen Brown. Brown will bring it across with ease. Brown with the basketball now, passes on the wing to Hansen. And Hansen throws it inside. Shot is up and good. Klosky with the basket to make it 12-10. Park, 12:48 to go. Robinson all the way down with a floater. That's good. That had to be at the top of the glass backboard when it came down. Now Isaiah steals it again. Comes up, puts up a three. That's no good. Rebound. Thought Moss had it. And they're running with it. Spin move is no good by Chambers. Now the three-pointer no good, and Moss is there for the rebound. Needs help, though. And gets it to Zari Gwynn. 14-10. It's our score. Park with the lead. Okay. The 10-second violation at Coach Robbins. A fast 10 seconds, evidently. Dylan caught that for us. 10-second violation on the Panthers as they inbound to Jaylen Brown. Look for Brown. He should handle it most of the time. Chambers now. Now it's taken away. Taken away by Isaiah Robinson to Becker. Down to Moss. His three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Jaylen Brown. Got it to Hansen. Then they go inside. And it's knocked away. Another foul coming up on Park. They're going to have to watch it.
Receiving Park fouls number 12, Jackson Moss.
It's on Moss, his second. That's a key foul there. So at the line is Jaylen Brown, first time tonight. First one up is no good. We'll get the second now. So Moss checks out. And Freeman checks in for Jackson Moss. They're going to have to get some minutes out of him. Second one also no good. And Freeman's presence known right away as he gets that rebound. Back out to Zari Gwynn, and he has it taken away. Taken away by Jaylen Brown. Coming in, can't get it to go. Another foul coming up. That would have been an uncontested layup.
Fouls on receiving Park, number four, Cameron Becker, his second.
Cam Becker with his second. Shaking his head, but it clearly was a foul. Jaylen Brown at the line for two again. First one up is good. Makes it 14-11. And Dylan said he is a transfer, Jaylen Brown. Second one up is also good. So 14-12 is our score. Robinson with the basketball now for Park as we're down 11:30 to go. 11:30 to go from the corner. Here's a three-pointer. That's good. By Zari Gwynn. And what do we got? Foul on Gwynn, I guess. Brown with the basketball, passes over to Chambers. So that three-pointer was disallowed. Now Hansen. Hansen has it, takes him away, but they get it back. Now the shot up, no good. And a rebound to Becker. And they call a travel on the Panthers. So the Trojans getting a lot of chances here to tie this game up as they throw it into Chambers. And Chambers gives it up to Hansen. Down the drive, the scoop shot's no good by Brown. And the rebound to Robinson, down quickly to Freeman. And Freeman pulls it back out to Zari Gwynn. Zari Gwynn goes inside to Freeman. He can't get it to go. And the ball goes into the hands of Hansen. And here they come running with it. And a player control coming up on Brown. Should say on Klosky. Klosky, not Brown.
Klosky is first. Takes second. Set on the floor.
So we got a floor timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship basketball on DG Sports.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
All right, back to live action here, 14 to 12. Is our score, Park with the lead. 10:34 to go in our first half, and it's all everything we could ask for in this game. Dylan has shook his head a couple times on a couple of the calls, but again, I'm just calling the game. I'm not putting my officiating cap on. So Betker to inbound for the Panthers. And here we go. Robinson will walk it up with no pressure from the Trojans. Robinson now coming inside. Spin move. Puts a shot up. That's good. Isaiah Robinson with the basket to make it 16 to 12. Now the pressure comes on by the Panthers as Brown takes it up quickly, double team, gets it into the hands of Hennings, back out to Brown. Then Brown goes to Chambers, and they go inside. Shot up is good by Klosky. Klosky with the basket to make it 16-14. Racine Park under 10 to play now in our first half. Now a three-pointer by Robinson. That's no good. And the rebound to Klosky. And he puts it into the hands of Brown. And then Brown passes over to Hennings. Then it comes back to Klosky. And then to Hennings. Now to Brown. Brown's the man that they want handling as he penetrates. His turnaround almost loses it. But Hansen comes and picks it up. Down to 9 to play now in our first half. Pass goes out to Brown on top and then goes to Hansen. Hansen pulls it back out. Now gives it up to DJ Hennings. Now they go to Hansen. Hansen pulls up for the three. It hits the ring, but they get it back. And we got a foul. Got a foul coming up on Jaylen Brown as he went over the back to try to take it away. So that's his first, team third. And Isaiah Robinson, he'll walk it up. 8:50 to go and counting in our first half. Pass goes over to Cam Betker on the wing. Looking for someone to get it to. Got it to Freeman. Then it comes back out to Cole Betker. And he gives it to Robinson inside to Freeman. He puts it up too hard. And here comes the Trojans trying to run with it. Jaylen Brown gives it up. And got another foul coming up on Park.
That's number 21 for the Panthers, Jacob Freeman.
That's on Freeman, his first. His first, team sixth. So they inbound to Chambers. And Chambers gives it up to Brown. Now Brown throws it away. And it's going to Racine Park. I was waiting. I mean, it went out of bounds. Thrown out of bounds by Tulsa West.
And the ref underneath was looking for a deflection, and there was none.
Oh, okay. So. Very good. 16-14, Park with the lead and the basketball. Passes over across court to Betker. Then Betker comes back to Zari Gwynn. You could see it was short. And the rebound to Hansen. Hansen gives it up, driving inside, putting up the floater. That is no good. And that was by Hennings. And Robinson coming down to Boettker. Boettker coming all the way in, puts it up, no good. And he was fouled. So I like the aggressiveness of Cole Boettker to take that ball to the rack. So he'll shoot two. That's on Chambers, his first. Boettker's first time at the line tonight.
A fun part of being here at State Park is on a scoring drought for 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Tosa West, 2 minutes, 16 seconds.
Wow. Well, not anymore for the Panthers as he makes the first to make it 17 to